You guys all know we make lunches for Douglas Park. Well, some of you might not know, actually, if you're visiting today. Our church provides lunches for a school in Langley. The school is called Douglas Park. There is a wonderful teacher at that school, and his name is Stefano Marazzi, Mr. Marazzi. And I've had so many parents tell me how thankful they were that their child was in Mr. Marazzi's class. He's one of those life-transforming teachers. He has always so thankful, and he's always expressed his thanks and asked me to extend that thanks to you. But Mr. Marazzi is here this morning to extend the thanks himself. So let's welcome Mr. Marazzi.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, thank you very much for inviting me here. It's a privilege for me to come and on behalf of the staff of Douglas Park to thank all of you for all you do for Douglas Park Elementary. First of all, I would like to say how what a beautiful spirit there was during the praise and worship. I really sense the Lord's spirit. I'm a total stranger. I walked in here, and it was a beautiful, sweet spirit about this. But also, this was an extraordinary occasion for my wife. This is sort of something a bit different, but my wife, when I said to Dawn, well, you know, there's a church in Cloverdale that has invited me to speak. It's, you know, associated with Douglas Park. She said, well, I wonder if it's the same church, Pentecostal church, that I attended 40 years ago. So we came out for a drive from Abbotsford yesterday. We had to check it out. She couldn't believe it. She said this was a church 40 years this month ago that she attended. And it was a pastor called, actually when she was 15, when they moved out from Ontario, her dad brought her to this church. And she became a Christian in this church. And she hasn't attended the church, this church, for 40 years. So when we came back here, when we came here, I said, hey, this is the very church I became a Christian. August 1st, 1979, so almost 40 years ago, which was interesting. And some of maybe the older gentlemen might remember this pastor I was asked to mention, maybe Pastor Roller. If some of you maybe remember him, apparently. This was before my time, but when Dawn was about 15 years old, which, of course, now you can probably tell her age, but there it is. But I want to say good morning. My name is Stefano Marazzi, and I'm one of the teachers at Douglas Park, one of the many teachers. I'm a grade 4-5 teacher, and I've come here very willingly and very happily with a joyful heart to really thank you for all you're doing for our school. I should mention to you that a little bit about the school. The school has over 200 students, well over 200 students. It is an inner city school, which means that there are students who come from all kinds of backgrounds, low income specifically. Typically, they face violence, drugs, abuse of every kind on a daily basis, and that's the reality of this school. Poverty, of course, is another very big one. And what is interesting is that this is my 21st year teaching, and for the last 6 years, I've taught at Douglas Park. And when I went to Douglas Park 6 years ago, I was shocked. How is this school in our district, even though I taught for many years, I was a high school teacher and moved to Douglas Park, which is an elementary school. How is it that there's a school where kids in Canada, in Langley, come crying because they haven't eaten, disheveled because they have money for clothes? They come also crying because they've experienced all kinds of violence, abuse in their homes. And it's kind of tucked away on the south side of Langley. So when you go shopping, you wouldn't see the school. Because it's on the south side. There's no shops. It's just big apartment complexes. And I was very moved. I was very touched by the school. And every teacher, and every year, lots of teachers, new teachers who come in, they're shocked. They said, how is it possible that in Canada there's a school like this? You know, with all our wealth and all we have, and yet there are kids who go without. And this is where you come in, and there's no one else more than your church that has made a difference in our school. And I'm very moved by what you've done. Your kindness is extraordinary. So let me give you the list of what you do, because it is a list. You provide lunches, and these are not any kind of lunch that you provide. It's a box. It feels like I'm at a restaurant when I get these lunches. There's all kinds of healthy food in there. There's even food tucked away in little containers within the box. There is a note that you have in there, a personalized note. And you should see the smiles on these students' faces when they get this box. They've never seen anything like that at home. So it's incredible. So much so that some of the staff now are thinking of leaving their lunches home. And maybe we can benefit from some of these. It's been a bit of a joke, but that's how good the lunches are. I want to give you an example of what it, so teacher said, relate, say, making sure, please say thank you for all that you guys are doing. So for example, one of the teachers, Mrs. McFarlane, told me that some of the students in the class take those notes, which are beautiful, encouraging, personalized notes, and they put them on, they tape them on the desk, on the side of the desk, as a reminder of what it means to them, you know, because they're such nice little uplifting notes, and they read them, and they keep them each day, and they just tape them on the side of the desk. It's amazing. The other thing that you do, that's, so here's what the staff are thinking. Well, this is incredible, because these are handmade lunches. So someone's going out to buy the lunches, someone's making the lunches, someone's arranging them in the box, and then it doesn't stop there. When you come, I see so many volunteers, and you deliver them with a smile on your faces. I've really noticed that. You smile as you come in, and you deliver them. And it puts a great smile on our students' faces. You even include a special needs student, several special needs students, who come and you help, and you try to include as they deliver the lunches in our classes. So you go all out. It's an extraordinary effort. I have never seen, in the 21 years of teaching, such love, care for our students in this manner, but not only in this manner. You've also, last year, sponsored the ROPES course, which is at the end of the year for the grade fives, for something to be able, special to remember. We do something special. So last year, your church sponsored the ROPES course at Trinity Western University, which is a with ropes, seeing how far and high you can climb. There's trees at Trinity Western, and what students do is Trinity Western students, they rope up the students, and they climb these trees. Of course, it's very safe, and they see how high they can go. It's very expensive, because you have to have a lot of staff on. And you guys sponsored us. But what was amazing is, and Michelle and I were briefly talking about it, but I think last day we talked about it also when we were out in the field as kids were doing this, the encouragement and the teamwork of students as they were trying to encourage each other as they went up was amazing. Some were crying, some didn't want to go up, some, you know, just for whatever reason were so scared. But it brought the best out of students. It brought teamwork, it was amazing. So thank you for doing that. That's expensive. You guys keep doing better. Apparently this year we've been sponsored to go to Carter Slick. So I'm looking forward to that. And so are the students. So it's going to be a wonderful time at Carter Slick. I can't imagine a better field trip than go to Carter Slick on a hot day and going down the slides. I mean, for the staff too, it'll be wonderful. So thank you. I know you often also come and read with individual students. So that's just so kind. The other thing you've done that the staff has appreciated very much is your yearly, shall we call it, staff appreciation treats that you've given us. And last year, the staff were just blown away. So we arrive in the staff room, and the table was beautifully decorated. I mean, beautifully decorated with tablecloths and tiered trays of goodies and so on. I mean, it really made our month. It was incredible. So we feel also cherished, not just the students. Of course, we're there for the students, but you've gone above and beyond and helped us, even as staff, encouraged us. I know this takes time, and it's a huge effort on your part, and it requires lots and lots of volunteers. And I know it sounds like a good part of the church is working or helping Douglas Park, and we so appreciate it. These things we will never forget. Sorry, I get a bit emotional because it's amazing what you're doing. I just want to really tell you our sincere appreciation for this. It's a tough school. It's, you know, lots of teachers go through burnouts and every huge roller turnover and that kind of thing. But when we know that there's several Christian teachers, but even the non-Christian teacher, when we know there's someone who's helping us and has our back, supporting us and praying for us, it is huge. When you're in the trenches, knowing there's someone behind you, helping you, guiding you, and coming alongside you, believing in us. We all need someone to believe in us. It makes such a difference. So thank you for all you do. Thank you for everything that you do. And we don't take it for granted. I was thinking of a verse, and a verse came to mind. It is in Proverbs 10:22, the first part of the verse. It is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich. And we feel blessed and we feel very rich because of you. So thank you very, very much.